表の依存になりました
。生まれた
Other than the wobbly stand, what else don't you like about it?
Fine.
Everything all right?
All wired up. I was. They wired me halfway in Mondale.
you happy with the facilities now that you've looked them over?
Fine. What you see is what you get.
Yesterday, you conservatives were nervous. You nervous?
Oh, not really. I mean, you always interrupt your schedule.
You've been sort of downplaying the debate. Is there a reason for it?
No, I just sort of wonder what you really prove in the debate. I think they will find out tonight. I don't quarrel with it, but I just sort of resent giving up 4 or 5 days campaigning, but I keep thinking there may be more people watching tonight than I might have seen in the past 4 or 5 days.
But Senator, you were the one that proposed the debate, weren't you? The day after you were nominated in Kansas City? After President Ford challenged Carter?
I think someone asked a question if I would debate. And I am. It's going to be tonight. I hope you don't miss it.
Let's take one more question. Very strong person. Do you anticipate getting wrapped up to the point where you might maybe infringe on the rules a little and turn to your opponent and say, now that's not right, or you're distorting that, or are you going to play by the rules tonight?
Oh, I always do. I mean, I don't have any difficulty in that area at all. I think perhaps it'll be a very interesting debate. I like Senator Mondale, and be there next year in the Senate. I'll have a chance to hear him a lot next year because the Vice President can't speak without permission.
How close are you and Mondale personally?
That's my guess.
This may be the closest this evening. No, you know, we know each other. We're on the Finance Committee and the Budget Committees. I think the only two senators who serve on both those committees. We've worked on some few things together. We know one another, but we're not social acquaintances.
Are we going to see any humor in the debate tonight?
Last question, please.
I don't know. I don't. You never know about humor. I mean, I think unless you depends on the situation. I think it has to be that kind of humor. I can't walk in with the bear story, for example.
Thank God for that. Senator, what do you think of Mondale, your opponent, personally? How do you feel about him?
I like him.
You've known him for 8 years in the Senate. Sure.
No, I don't have any quarrel with him. I just don't care for his philosophy. I think this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
But I think I have great respect for him, and I assume he has some for me.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just keep that on. Thank you.
Just for about 10 seconds.
See all tonight.
Where are we going?
To the holding party.
Excuse me, we're going to come right through here.
I like this guy.
Got out on approval.
Check.
can't you come up?
Well, no, I'm tied in the way.
Well, come on.
It's
about
moving. Oh, I'm so tight, I can't.
All but defeated shell Democrats will come to know you as well as we do. Tell them like it is, Bob, and they will be joining us in November. Welcome to the winning Ford Dome team. Signed by about 600. It's from the editor of the Russell Daily News. Russ Townsend is also a friend of the Republican.
You going to answer them all?
Tonight. Whichever one I can tie the best. I guess they're both.
What's wrong with that tie?
I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was good. What's
CM Carter Mondale?
Put that inside.
Is that the reason it's going?
I think so, yeah. I guess this was too busy. The pattern was too busy. I noticed in
small patterns,
there's the stripes, aren't there? These are a bright color.
That isn't too bad of a stretch of white now. It's those little small patterns. That may not do.
Hi.
What did the bill come to, Senator?
$31.50.
$31.50 for two times? $31.50? $31.50? How many
buy? I'm in there now.
Only two times.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in.
They've been pretty lively, those presidential debates are really something.
Yeah, do you think this will be more exciting to the American people?
Well, I assume the audience will be smaller, but I said before, I think we can put them to sleep quicker than the presidential candidates did, but it could be very lively. I think we both understand the issues. We're used to standing up and speaking our views in the Senate, sometimes even when they're not solicited. So... Who knows?